is the Daily Takeaway.
I've made a bold declaration in the office, and it has taken my mind back to Saturday nights as a kid. Our producer, Nick, had bought in a couple of donuts for the two of us to have with our pre-show cup of tea. Didn't know where he got it from, and I tasted it. And I turned to him and said, I reckon that's a Sainsbury's donut, isn't it? And he looked at me, open-eyed, and went, yes, it is. And I reckon I could identify any supermarket donut by taste alone. Now, if you're a child of the 80s like myself, what TV show does that sound like it's straight out of? Bruce Forsyth, Darren Day, Matthew Kelly, various different forms of it, but you bet it was a classic. And that is something straight off it. It's a sadness for me that You Bet doesn't exist anymore on our television, because I would love to go straight on. I reckon I could identify any supermarket donut by taste alone. Now, You Bet isn't here, but the Home Time show is. So I'm going to launch our very own budget version of You Bet. It's called I Reckon I Could. When the two of us are back together in a fortnight's time, I reckon we'll do this. I reckon I could then complete the sentence. So for me, identify any supermarket donut by taste alone. You complete the sentence and we may give you the chance to do it on Home Time. Neil is hanging on. Neil, you reckon you could what?
Mr. Ben, you know the kids' TV series?
I remember it well.
Yeah, well, I reckon I could probably give it a good go about giving him the souvenir that he brought back from every episode.
How many episodes of Mr. Ben were there? Let's have a look. Let me have a quick Google.
13.
13?
Yeah, there was 14 The Gladiator, but the original there was 13. There's only 13 made.
Right, OK. Well, let's see if you could do it now, Neil.
Yeah, give me one. I'll see if I can do it. I can't guarantee, but I'll just have a go.
I like this. Right, OK.
Do you know what the episodes were?
Yeah, I'm going to give you one first of all. How about The Clown?
The clown was, that's quite an easy one, because that's a red nose.
It's correct, okay. What about the cowboy?
Cowboy, that was that was one of the later on ones, wasn't it?
Yes.
Cowboy, I think, was it a sheriff's badge?
Yes, it was. All right, one more. Yeah. The episode about the cook.
That's the wooden spoon when he brought back the young girl, wasn't it?
Oh, Neil, very, very good.
It was the chef's daughter that he made a cake for, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yes, very, very, yeah. Very good. Neil, this is fascinating. I'm gutted that I'm basically just piloting this idea of I reckon I could, because if I had budget, if this was actually a thing, I'd give you a prize. Hang on, one more for you. Spaceman.
Oh, Spaceman. That was one of the ones where he went into space. Didn't he bring back a rock from the moon? Was it something to do with the space rock or something?
He did. He brought back a lump of rock that was gold.
Ah, yeah, that's it. How do you know these? Have you got the answers?
Well, of course I have, because I'm setting them for you.
Yeah, you're setting them. Yeah. I've got all the memorabilia of Mr. Ben, and my stag night I dressed up as Mr. Ben, and the magic shopkeeper in London, and went to Ascot races dressed up as Mr. Ben. So I'm a huge fan of Mr. Ben. So.
You don't say. I reckon I could. Just spoke to Neil. Reckon he could mention every piece of memorabilia that Mr. Ben brought back in one of the 13 episodes of the classic TV show, Mr. Ben. Some people are being a little bit cynical. Text here, Richie, don't be so naive. Neil is using Google. I think if you go on your stag do wearing the Mr. Ben outfit, you go to Ascot Races in a Mr. Ben outfit, I don't think you need Google to answer all those questions. Message here, geek alert, I reckon I could identify London museums by a silhouetted floor plan alone. I love that. Be proud of it. Paul, complete the sentence. I reckon I could.
I reckon I could eat two packs of ginger nuts in under a minute.
Two packets?
Two packets in under a minute. Me and my mate have always had this sort of You Bet thing between us, and that's the one, that's the challenge I reckon I could do.
So, right, OK, let's... I love a ginger nut. Let's define a packet of ginger nuts. First of all, you're not talking the kind of thing that you might find in a conference room or a meeting where it's just a packet of three ginger nuts, are you?
No. It's the whole supermarket packet. About 30 in a pack, I reckon.
So, all right. And you said two packets in under 1 minute?
Two packets in under 1 minute.
There's no way you can do that.
Well, that's 1 a second. The only stipulation is there has to be tea to dunk it in.
Right. So, so hold on, okay. Because I want to make sure I got this right. So you're okay. So that's 60, give or take, 60 ginger nuts in total.
Yes.
In under 1 minute.
Yes.
As long as you can dunk them in tea.
Yes, two-handed, going in, packet either side, one packet one hand, one packet the other hand, dunk in, left, right, left, right.
Paul, I don't think you could do that.
Well, I think I could. I'm yet to put it to the challenge, but
good for the sake of a choking hazard. Because surely, as well, to dunk that furiously, you're going to get scalded hands as well.
Well, the temperature sort of goes out of it once you take it out of the tea. The temperature goes out. That tea is like you're chewing, and it's no.
I don't think you've heard the last of this.
Okay.
I've got your number. When Bush is back, okay. And I reckon I could is up and running. We may well be in touch.
Ring us back. Yeah, please do.
The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
So a big win on Make Me a Winner earlier on this afternoon. It was Kira in Worthing who picked up £190,000 and thought we'd touch base with her an hour and a bit on, see how she's feeling, how life has changed. Kira, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
I bet you are. Have you had time to chill out yet? Are you calm now or are you still shaking and excited?
Oh, no, my heart's still racing. Yeah, still shaking.
How many people have you had the chance to tell since Hattie called you earlier?
I'm at home on my own. I haven't managed to speak to anyone yet.
You are kidding.
Oh, I know. I need to sort of let it all sink in. I haven't been able to get hold of anyone.
Wow. You said earlier you were excited about your son's 15th birthday and upgrading, I'm sure, plans for that. Does he even not know yet?
No, they've just finished school. They're just coming home.
Wow.
Oh, dear. So I'm literally sat here just trying to process it all and let it sink in myself. I'm like, how am I going to tell people this?
Wow, that's amazing. Kira, what are you going to do for dinner tonight? I mean, that's probably your first, you know, as mum, that's the first thing that you're thinking, surely, isn't it? Are you going to upgrade plans for that?
Quite possibly, yep.
Head out somewhere, maybe a takeaway?
Something nice, yeah.
And what's the first thing you're going to do for yourself?
Well, funny enough, I've got a little old car, bless her, and she's finally failed to MOT. And it was the, do we fix it or do we get something new? So I think I'll be able to sort of upgrade my little old car, bless her, and treat myself to something.
Yeah.
Unexpectedly.
I think it's a no-brainer. Some garage has lost out on some MOT repairs there because of your good fortune, but that's great news.
Oh, yeah.
And a holiday maybe as well?
Oh, yes, I suspect, yeah, definitely.
Well, life-changing for you, Kira. We're delighted for you. Congratulations. And, looking forward to hearing exactly how all that breaking of the good news goes when people get home.
Thank you. It's so bizarre. I sit and listen to this every afternoon and hear Hattie do a call and all the missed calls and all the rest of it. And you sit there like, no, they missed it. And now suddenly I'm like, oh, my, it's me. And now I'm talking to Richie from Drive Time.
That's probably the most underwhelming part of it. Don't worry. Kira, congratulations. Well done. We'll let you celebrate it.
Thank you very much.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Final word for is where we find a situation in life that doesn't necessarily have a word for it just yet. I'll tell you what we've got planned in a second, but producers just come in with some microwave food and it smells absolutely amazing. And I can't eat any of it. And he's not sharing any of it. There's a word for that. But no, tonight, the word is this. Final word for a person who suddenly stops in front of you at an airport or a station because they've no idea where they're going. You may see one of these people over the next 4 or 5 days, long bank holiday weekend. Maybe you're heading away for half term. You'll see these people. Person who suddenly stops in front of you at an airport or station because they've no idea where they're going. I always quite simply just call them blockers. Because that's what they're doing. It's not one of my most inspired ones. Hey, Bush is off on holiday and he never comes up with anything, does he? Scotty's gone with a pace invader, which I think is very, very good because they do stop your progress because you know where you are going. Tourists, let's get that out the way from Colin. That's not very kind, is it, Colin? It's probably accurate, but it's not very kind. Ryan, very, very good. A Vega, he's calling them. Vincent Vega, obviously, the John Travolta, very famous gif, just stopped looking around. Vega's very, very good. Wes, what are we calling him?
Yeah, my good friend Lee Pickett, who I presume won't mind me saying his name, just get irritated with bad driving and have a dime bar handy. And he just, instead of like swearing or whatever, just used to display the dime bar in their direction and just refer to them as the dime bars, basically. So they're pretty much the same thing, but just on foot.
I love that. I love that. I think that's fantastic. Just waving a dime bar would sort out so much road rage. But yes, you are right. That is the pedestrian equivalent when they just stop. And it's polite as well. No one wants to speak on a dime bar.
Say polite, but get the message across.
It's also got the vibe of like, if someone does stop in front of you in a station or in an airport, much like a referee of a football match pulling out a yellow or a red card, if you just show them a dime bar in their face, there's something really therapeutic about that. I love it.
No problem.
Dave makes a very good point. Sometimes it's not our fault when we stand there as blockers. It's because supermarkets have decided to change round where everything is at night, or we haven't got a clue where stuff is. Yes, if it's in a supermarket, Dave, that is a fair point. We're talking transport here. Rob's going with glitches. Gordon's gone with flattened. That's a bit harsh. I think if we've got to that level, we need to come with a decision. Ryan's suggestion of Vegas. After Vincent Vega and that fantastic meme that you will see so many times with John Travolta, that has to be our winner tonight. Vegas going straight into the Home Time Dictionary.
The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.